This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And we've gotten off to a very quick start here as Hillsboro has come down and put up a shot, and the basket is good. Number 14. I don't have 14 listed here. That'll be Aubrey Evans listed here, so we'll give her credit for the first basket. And a shot and a miss by Litchfield. So they'll come back the other way. Bring the ball back up top, as it will be Lily Bryce. Shot in, pass inside to Walsh. Her shot's no good. Coming away with the rebound is Alex Fraley. The white-clad toppers come quickly back the other way. Still swing the ball over on the wing to Kennedy Carlock. Carlock goes down in the corner, giving off to Rupert. Her shot from the baseline, no good. Tipped out. Rupert gets the rebound, and the toppers will maintain position. Now the ball is poked away and stolen there by Elise Walsh. Purple Panthers in their purple uniforms with the white numerals. It'll be Walsh with the ball back up top. She'll go to Emma Walsh. So Elise to Emma. Now back over to Carly Gwynn. Inside they'll try to go, and the pass is deflected out of bounds. Last touched by the toppers. Just underway here, 2-0. Litchfield with the early lead. 6:18 to go, first quarter. Bryce taking it out on the baseline, gets it in to Walsh. Walsh now passes it up top to Gwynn. Carly dribbling. Now she picks her dribble up between the circles. Pass is deflected and then stolen. Turnover on the Purple Panthers. So the ball will go over to Hillsboro. Shots up from the free throw line by Megan White. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Going to be a white ball because coming down with the ball was Lily Bryce, but Lily was sitting on the end line. And so it'll be Sierra Compton to inbound underneath the basket for the toppers. Compton to trigger it in. She's looking, still looking, goes way up top and finds Rupert. Back into Compton in the corner. Compton will bring it out on the dribble. To Rupert at the head of the key. Over on the opposite wing it goes to Carlock. Carlock drives to the corner and then kicks it back out top. Off it goes to Rupert. Rupert inside to White. She'll spin, passes up on the shot, gives it off to Rupert. Rupert swings it back out top, and Carlock will reset the offense. Over on the wing, it'll go to Compton. Compton gets the ball back top, up top for a three, comes up short. Coming up with the rebound for LHS is Gina Painter. And with that, Coach Corso asks for a 30-second timeout. As he takes a quick timeout, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our engineer back in the studio. He's spinning the dials, keeping us on the air. As Litchfield will bring the ball in, take it down inside immediately, throw it away. Third turnover of the game on Litchfield. Back the other way, go the toppers. Shot is up, no good, as Lane Rupert couldn't make connection. Purple Panthers come away with the rebound. It is Carly Gwynn with the ball into Painter. Painter tries to go low, throws the ball away for turnover number four. Back come the toppers. They'll go down the sideline, giving the ball off to Rupert. She'll go to the hole, off the glass, and good. Lane Rupert comes up with the first 2 points of the game. For the toppers, tying us up at 2-2 halfway through quarter number one. Painter with the ball, dishes it out top to Gwynn. Gwynn over on the wing finds Painter again. She loses her dribble, has the ball poked out. She recovers, swings it back up top. It'll go around to the opposite side to Elise Walsh. Walsh to Painter at the head of the key. Now it goes up top to Lily Bryce. Bryce over on the right wing to Carly Gwynn. Gwynn's going to try to drive. The ball is poked out of her hands and then goes off of her leg for a turnover. Fifth turnover, of the game on Litchfield. And so the toppers at the 4:04 mark of the first quarter will bring it in. Compton with the ball over on the wing. She'll go to Rupert. Rupert will bring it back up. They'll swing it around and give it off to Megan White. White tries to go inside to Fraley, and Fraley's going to be fouled by Painter. Painter's going to pick up the foul. That'll be the first on Gina. And the Toppers will inbound under their own basket. Compton setting things up. Over on the wing it goes for a three-point shot by Carlock. Comes up short. She gets her own rebound, goes into the lane, loses it. She's going to be tied up there. And the arrow points in favor of the Purple Panthers. So with 3:39 to go here in the first quarter, I don't know if they're going to skip the mass timeout or what there, but to give the ball to Litchfield. Litchfield brings it in, as that was the steal there by Lena Rupert, as Lane comes up with the steal and the easy two, gives her four. Now more pressure by the Toppers and another steal. Hand off to Kennedy Carlock. She puts it off the glass, and the defense, a 2-2-1 press for the Toppers, is proving effective here. And Coach Corso says, I need a quick timeout. At 3:12 to go here in the first quarter, he finds his Purple Panthers trailing 6-2. He'll take a quick timeout. We'll take a quick break as well. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, the Purple Panthers will get the ball, go inside to Laura Boston. She'll kick it back up top. This will go to Emma Dively. She'll now swing it back up. They'll go up to Boston again. Boston tries to go inside. The ball is going to be deflected, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Topper ball. So the Purple Panthers have Emma Dively out there on defense. Missed shot is rebounded by Gina Painter. Painter gives the ball over to Emma Dively. Dively kicks it back up top to Elise Walsh. Now inside it goes to Dively. She's surrounded, so she'll give the ball off to Boston. Boston dishes it out front to Walsh. Elise's shot will not go. Now a lead pass down the floor. Shots up. Will not go for Kennedy Carlock, and the Purple Panthers come away with the rebound. Quickly it goes down the sideline. They'll give it off to Emma Dively. Dively swings it inside to Boston. Boston's shot will not go. They're getting the ball inside the lane, but can't get the shots to drop. Back the other way, it's Lane Rupert. Rupert goes to the hole, and she's going to draw the foul and go to the free throw line. See if this foul is going to go against. It'll be the Purple Panthers 24. That'll be Gina Painter. Painter's going to pick up her second. And to the line will go Lane Rupert. Rupert takes a couple dribbles, bends those knees, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. That one rattled around, but finally went down. And Rupert has 5 points on the game. Second free throw's up after a couple of dribbles. Again, she'll flex those knees, eyes it, tries it. Nope, this comes off back iron and will not go. Coming away with the rebound, Lily Bryce for the Purple Panthers. She'll give it off to Carly Gwynn. Gwynn's being guarded closely out there at midcourt. She gets the ball down to Painter on the wing. Now back up top, three-point shot up, and no good from Emma Walsh. Toppers come away with it again. Once again, it's going to be Rupert. This time directly to the hole. And Rupert gets the shot to drop. Gives her 7 points on the game. Makes it 9-2. Now a steal gives the ball back to the Toppers. Three-point attempt comes up short. Coming away with the rebound is Lily Brosh. Now for the Toppers, substitution is Aubrey Evans is going to replace Megan White in the lineup. Lily Bryce will inbound. She'll get it in to Alicia Walsh. Walsh gives the ball off to Emma Walsh. So it's Walsh to Walsh. They get the ball down the floor. Now it's back to Carly Gwynn up top. Over on the wing, she will go to Elise Walsh. Now in the corner, it goes to Lily Brice. Brice goes back up top to Emma Walsh. She also lost control of it, dishes it off. Finally, it goes back up top. Now they'll swing it back around to Emma Walsh. Her shot's up, and it's good. Walsh with her first 2 points of the game. So give Emma 2. Makes it 9-4 as we're into the final 30 seconds of the first quarter. Shot is missed there. And that one was put up by Sophie Blankenship just into the game. Down to the final 15 seconds we go. Brice with the ball. She has it stolen by Painter. Painter leads Rupert to the basket. Shot's up. No foul called. Ball will not go down. And so coming back the other way is Carly Gwynn. Gwynn's shot is up, and it's good as the quarter comes to an end. After one quarter play, it is 9-7 in favor of Hillsboro. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. All set for second quarter action in the second game of the day. Game number one saw Williamsville's girls defeat Southwestern 43-16. Here after one quarter, it's 9-7 Hillsboro. They'll get the ball to start of the second quarter. They'll swing it inside, look over to the corner. Shots up by Ali Schnarr. Schnarr shot no good. They'll fight for the rebound. Coming away with it is going to be Sophie Blankenship. Blankenship has the ball stolen. It'll go over to Litchfield. Carly Gwynn on the dribble. Gwynn takes it to the high post to Boston. Boston looking for somebody inside. Can't find him, so they'll go outside. Now back inside to a driving Emma Walsh, and she's going to be hacked in the act, and she'll go to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on number 30 for the Toppers, and that will be Allie Schnarr. Two free throws coming for Emma Walsh. First one's up, and it's good. Nothing but net on that first free throw. As Walsh, the 5'10 senior, will get a second. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She can't buy it as that went off the iron. Was then knocked out of bounds. Last touched. Nope, they're going to say it was last touched by the Toppers, so it's going to be... I thought he pointed the other way, but it's going to be Litchfield ball. Coming in to Gwynn. Gwynn with the ball looking inside finds Boston. Boston looks underneath. Not there. She'll kick it back up top. Out to Gwynn. Over on the wing it goes. Driving layup attempt by Emma Walsh. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, so it'll still be Purple Panther ball. 7 minutes to go till halftime. 9-8 is the Topper lead. Working hard to get open is Laura Boston. However, it's going to go into Emma Dively. Dively has the ball at the head of the key. She'll kick it back up top to Carly Gwynn. Over on the right side, it'll go to Emma Walsh. Walsh gives inside. It's triple team. Kick back out, and they'll swing it back around. Topper's done a good job of smothering the ball, trying to get a couple of people on it. Poke check there. Going for the loose ball on the floor. Finally, it's going to be Gwynn who comes away with it for Litchfield. Now a lead pass to Brice. Little bit too high as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Purple Panthers. Had the right idea, just overthrew the receivers a little bit. As a result, it's going to be Topper ball. They lead 9-8 as bringing the ball down is Compton. Compton going to give the ball off over on the wing to Aubrey Evans. Evans goes back up top, giving it off to Allie Schnarr. Schnarr swings it back over to Compton. She'll drive down in the corner. It's not there. She'll spin around, stop, pop, take that two-point shot. Sierra Compton gets her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 11-8. Good pressure defense by the Toppers. Coach Corso says, I need a timeout. He'll take one at 6 minutes. 11-8, Toppers with the lead. We'll take a quick break and be back after these two messages on WSMI. Toppers with the ball following the timeout. They have a little bit of trouble getting the ball against the Purple Panthers, with the ball. They'll take the shot off the glass, and it's no good. Toppers will come up with the rebound as Sophie Blankenship gets the rebound, tries to go coast to coast. Her bounce pass down the middle, however, is knocked away and stolen by the Purple Panthers. Lane Rupert will re-enter the lineup as she will replace Aubrey Evans for Coach Brett Teakin and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, who lead 11-8 here with 5:30 to go in the first quarter. Carly Gwynn picks up her dribble. She's finally able to get it over to Emma Dively. Dively's shot from the left side goes off the iron, and coming away with the rebound is the Toppers. Toppers are going to charge to the basket. I'll tell you what, Lane Rupert, when she makes up her mind, she's going to the basket. She's going strong. Picks up a foul here. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Let's see. They'll call that foul on Lily Bryce. Bryce will pick up her first. Rupert, first of two. Off the back iron, no good. Lane is now 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. As Gina Painter comes back into the ball game for LHS, she will replace Emma Walsh. Second free throw coming for Lane Rupert. She'll eye it. She'll try it. Nope, she can't buy it. White tips it out, and it comes away to the Toppers as Kennedy Carlock chased that one down. Over on the right wing, it goes to Rupert. Rupert will swing it back up top. Now it'll come back to her. She's trying to drive baseline, trying to make the bounce pass, but she went out of bounds and was the first to touch it as it came back in. It'll be turnover on HHS with 4:58 to go till halftime. Purple Panthers having trouble with that press again. Once again, they throw it away. Once again, Rupert with the ball off the glass, no good. She gets her own rebound. She'll spin back to the middle and then toss it right into the hands of Lily Bryce. So the Purple Panthers now have the ball, but a triple team out here at midcourt. Gives it off to Painter. Painter picks up her dribble, and as Compton was trying to take the ball away, she reaches in, got caught with her hand in the cookie jar. So Sierra picks up her first foul. Second team foul on HHS. Purple Panthers get the ball into Boston. Boston throws into traffic, and the ball is on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball, and the arrow will favor Litchfield. So Bryce will take the ball out of bounds on the baseline with 4:30 to go here until halftime. She'll get the ball into Painter. Painter will go up top to Walsh. Elise, that is. Walsh trying to go inside to Boston. Goes off her fingertips and out of bounds. Nope, they're going to say it's going to be Purple Panthers ball. And Coach Teakin was right there and had a good look. I'm way down at the other end. I thought I had a good look, but neither one of us got the call right. Doesn't make any difference because Rupert reaches in, gets a steal. She's going to go to the basket. Oh, a nice feed over on the other side, giving off to Compton. Compton's shot comes up short. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say it will remain Topper ball. 4:14 to go till halftime. 11-8 is the Hillsboro lead. Alex Fraley, 5'9 junior, will inbound it. Swing it back up top. Now into the corner. It'll go to Rupert. 4-3. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Toppers coming away with it as Fraley did the duties. Her shot won't go. Now loose ball. It's going to be Boston and White in a tie-up. Arrow's going to favor the Toppers, so they'll take it out of bounds under their own basket at the 4:02 mark of quarter number two, game number two of our eight-game shootout today. Pass comes in to Carlock. Carlock gives it back to Compton. Compton goes up top to Rupert. Rupert looks inside. She tries to force it into Fraley. Bryce comes away with the steal. She'll give the ball off to Elise Walsh. Walsh brings it down on the dribble. Goes over to Painter on the left wing. Skip pass all the way over to the other side to Bryce. Now inside to Boston. Nice ball movement there as Boston comes up with a bucket. But the Purple Panthers did a good job of going from left side to right side to the lane for two. At 3:27, it's a one-point game. Hillsboro has the lead and the ball to Rupert, to the glass, will not go. Bryce with the rebound, and now the Purple Panthers, despite the fact they're getting a lot of pressure defensively, they have a chance to take the lead. This ball is knocked out of bounds, last touched by White. We're going to have a mass timeout on the floor with 3:13 to go till halftime. It's 11-10, Hillsboro with the lead, and it'll be Litchfield ball when we come back on WSMI. Well, the inbounds pass came into Litchfield. It was deflected, stolen briefly by Hillsboro. They lost the ball. Back to Litchfield it goes. And so now Litchfield with the ball will have the ball on the baseline. They'll inbound it. Boston has a shot missed on the rebound. It comes off to the Toppers. The Toppers have it with Kennedy Carlock with the ball on the dribble. She'll give the ball off to White. White goes back up top, giving off to Compton. Compton to Rupert. Rupert gives it back to Clark. Now to Rupert. Oh, nice bounce pass in there to White. She puts it off the glass a little too hard. Rupert, however, comes up with a loose ball. She fires a three from the far corner, and it's good as Lane Rupert gets bottom of the net. Gives her three and a quarter, 10 in the game. It's a five-second count. Litchfield cannot get the ball in, and so the ball will go back over to the Toppers. It will be Compton inbounding. She passes into White, gets it right back. Then to Rupert, stops and pops from 12, and it's good. Lane Rupert with 5 in the quarter, 12 in the game, as she's leading the way, and the Toppers' defense comes up with another steal once again. Kennedy Carlock with the ball, easy for you to say. Back it goes to her, as now it's Aubrey Evans. Evans loses the ball. White reaches in, doesn't get called for the foul, but she knocks it out of bounds, and it'll be Litchfield ball. The Toppers have all five defenders down here at this end. You would almost think that the ball's going to go in at this end. Pass is deflected by Carlock, goes out of bounds. It'll still be Litchfield ball. Emma Walsh to inbound. She's looking, looking. Finally, she finds Gwen. Gwen on the dribble, takes it down the floor. Now she'll pull it out and set the offense up at the 140 mark. 16-10 is the Hillsboro lead. Pass is deflected, but Elise Walsh comes up with it. Now it'll go over to Gina Painter. Painter will swing it back over. Walsh going to try a long three off the iron. Bounces up high, coming up with the rebound. Well, nobody got the rebound. It was deflected out of bounds by the Toppers, so it'll still be Litchfield ball. Painter to inbound. Looking for Gwen. Found her. Gwen's shot rolls off the rim, will not go. Aubrey Evans, the 5'6 sophomore, comes away with a rebound for HHS as we head to the last minute. Rupert tried to hit Evans out there. It went between her legs, but she recovered. Back to Rupert up top. She'll swing it over to Carlock over on the wing. Now back to the other wing to Compton. Compton looks for cutters inside, not there. Now the pass is deflected by Gwen, and then Compton going to be called for the reach-in. She tried to get the ball back out of frustration. That'll be her second foul. It'll be the third team foul on the Toppers. And with 55 seconds to go here in the first half, Hillsboro will inbound, trailing 16-10. Into Boston it goes. Over on the far corner, they'll try to get it to Walsh. Emma going to give it back up to Painter. Painter going to dish it off to Elise Walsh. Now back to Painter on the left wing. Up top, it'll go to Emma Walsh. Walsh to Walsh, back to Painter, head of the key for three. Off the backboard, offline, no good, coming away with the rebound. Rupert is heading her way down. She stops at the three-point line, sets it up, and drops it as Lane Rupert gets bottom of the net for the second time today. Gives her 8 points in the quarter, 15 points for the game. Makes it 19-10, Hillsboro with the lead. Litchfield with 15 seconds trying for the last shot. White reaching in, didn't get called for the foul, so she'll keep reaching in. It's not a foul unless they blow the whistle. Painter now loses control of the ball back up top. She'll give it off to Elise Walsh, and she gets bottom of the net as the horn sounds to end the first half. And after two quarters of play here at Nokomis High School, it is Hillsboro girls 19, Litchfield girls 13. Back with a halftime after these messages on WSMI. Yes, indeed, you have been listening to the halftime show sponsored by the Carlinville Area Hospital and Clinics. Visit CAHCARE.com Walk-in clinic daily from 8 to 4. No appointment necessary. We appreciate their sponsorship in the Terry Toth Shootout. Litchfield gets the ball to start the second half, and Laura Boston goes baseline on the left side, puts it off the glass for her fourth point of the game. Makes it 19-15. It's a four-point game. Back the other way, White has one roll off the rim. It will not go, and the Purple Panthers come away with it. Carly Gwynn in traffic. She's able to get the ball off to Elise Walsh. Walsh goes inside, shots up, and blocked. Lily Walsh couldn't get the shot to drop. Back the other way, Sierra Compton goes on the fly. Off to Rupert for a three. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it's Gwynn who comes away with it. Gwynn being hounded there by Rupert, goes to the hole, shot won't go. She gets her own rebound, sends it back out top. They'll reset the offense. Elise Walsh over on the wing to Bryce. Bryce off the iron, no good. Fighting for her rebound, she and Rupert is tied up. The arrow will go to Hillsboro as Litchfield started the ball with the quarter. 19-15 is the Hillsboro lead. They have the ball as Sierra Compton will bring the ball down the floor. The 5'7" junior starts things off. Off to Rupert on the right, or left corner, excuse me. Back to White it goes. Now to Clark. Carlock back to Rupert. Rupert spots up for three, and it's good as she gets bottom of the net for the third time today. Give her 18 points. Give the Toppers that commanding pressure on the defense once again. Purple Panthers are able to penetrate, get through it. Now White's going to get caught on a reach in as she reached in with the backhand and got caught for the foul. Megan White with her first foul. It'll be Hillsboro ball as Lily Bryce will inbound the ball, but not until Emma Dively comes into the ball game replacing Carly Gwynn. So Gwynn will have a seat. She has 3 points on the night. Bryce looking for cutters to get the ball into. She finally throws it all the way back up top to Elise Walsh. Walsh picks up her dribble way between the circles. She'll give the ball off on the wing to Emma Dively. Dively swings it back around to Walsh. Walsh gets the ball into Boston. Boston passes over, shots up, and no good. I'll tell you what, Emma Dively thought she had a foul there, but there was none called. She looks at all three officials and say, nobody saw that? But anyway, the ball goes out of bounds. It'll still be Purple Panther ball. Boston's shot comes up short. Now lead pass for Carlock. She'll go to the hole off the glass. It will not go. Compton on the rebound. Her shot comes up short. Boston comes away with the rebound. Boston gives the ball off to Walsh. Elise comes down on the dribble quickly. She'll go back up top, giving it off to Emma Dively. Dively's going to try to go down the line. It won't go, so she'll kick it back up top. Now it's in the hands of Elise Walsh. Ooh, she may have taken an extra step, got away with it. Passed it off to Dively. Now inside it goes to Boston. Her shot will not go. Ball's on the floor. They're fighting for it. Toppers come away with it. Rupert was ahead of the pack. She gets the lead pass and the bucket and the bruise. Lane Rupert got behind the defense, went to the basket, got the shot to drop, and she'll attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is going to be called on Emma Walsh. That'll be her first. Rupert, 0-1 for 4. Try it, and buys it. That's her second made free throw, so she's now 2 for 5. And Painter is going to replace Bryce in the Purple Panther lineup. It'll be Litchfield ball. It'll be a 2-2-1, really tight press by the Toppers. Pass comes in to Walsh. Walsh gives it over on the wing to Painter. Painter goes back up top, giving it off to Elise Walsh. Walsh now giving it off to Emma Walsh. So it's Walsh to Walsh. They're passing it around the perimeter. Back up top it goes. Now to Emma Dively. Dively gives it off to Elise Walsh. Walsh gives it off to Boston. Back up top for three. Off the iron strong. Will not go. Boston with a rebound and the putback, and it's good. Laura Boston with her second basket of the quarter gives her 6 in the game, makes it 25-17. Purple Panthers trying to stay in this one. Now a pass and a steal, and Rupert comes in once again. As she has a steal and the easy two, Lane has 8 points in the quarter, 23 points in the game. It's a 10-point lead for the Toppers. Now coming away with a steal, getting in there first was Alex Fraley. Coming away with it was Megan White. They'll set it up with Sierra Compton. Compton off to Rupert. Oh, Rupert with a nice pass. Now a spin move off the glass. Won't go. Rupert with the rebound. Rupert, not the tallest player out there, but she gets more than her share of rebounds. And there's another one off the missed shot just inside the three-point line. She passes it up. Now she'll take a step back, get the pass back. Shot goes off of the support, out of bounds. As we're at 3:59 of the third quarter, 27-17 is the Hillsboro lead. We have a mask timeout on the floor. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, it will be Litchfield ball. They'll be facing that full court pressure by the Toppers. They'll get the ball in, and it's immediately going to be stolen. It's coming away with it was Sophie Blankenship. Now skip pass over to Rupert. She'll drive the baseline off the glass, and it's good. Tell you what, Rupert knows exactly what to do with that ball. She kind of laid in wait over there on the block on the backside, got a nice pass, took it to the hole, picks up her 10th point of the quarter, 25th point of the game. She has all but four of the Hillsboro points. As now the pass comes in to Boston. Boston now gives it up to Dively. Dively off to Painter. Painter swings it back up top to Bryce. Bryce over on the wing goes to Elise Walsh. Walsh going to dribble back up between the circles, reset the offense. She passes it over to Emma Dively. Emma wasn't quite ready for the ball. It goes out of bounds, going to be last touched by Hillsboro. And it's coming up well on the defense there was Allie Schnarr. But it's going to be Purple Panther ball at the 3:09 mark here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass comes into Boston. Boston gives it off to Dively, who immediately dribbles right into a tie-up. Good defense there by Allie Schnarr. Jump ball arrow favors Litchfield. So with 3:09 to go, Bryce will inbound underneath her own basket. Four high, cutting through. Here comes Painter into the lane. It won't go, but it's going to come in to Boston. Boston now to Bryce. Bryce got the Painter. Now over up on the top for a short three, Elise Walsh shot a 20-foot three-pointer from the 21-point line. Came up short. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Hillsboro. And so Bryce will trigger it in to Boston. It's tipped away and stolen there by Allie Schnarr. Down to 2:45 we go, setting up the offense will be Sierra Compton. Compton gives it over on the corner to Blankenship. Now back to Rupert. Rupert to the hole. Her shot's blocked. However, the rebound is Aubrey Evans. And back it comes out to the corner to Sierra Compton. And Compton gets a shot to drop from the baseline left side. Give her 4 points. Make it 31-17. Foul going to be called on the Toppers. They're playing that aggressive defense. Schnarr going to pick up her second. Even when they call the fouls, they don't call all of them, and many coaches will tell you every time they don't call a foul, that's an advantage for us as we keep the pressure on and create the turnover. Now the pass comes in to Bryce. Bryce has the picks up her dribble, swings it over on the other side to Dively. Dively on the dribble, goes back up top. She'll give it to Emma Walsh. Emma Walsh passes it to nobody in particular, loose ball on the floor. Dively comes up with it. She'll go back over the top to Elise Walsh. Now to Painter down in the corner. Back up top to Walsh. Walsh will dribble up between the corners and reset. Inside 2 minutes we go. Her pass is a little bit wide for Emma Dively and goes out of bounds. So Hillsboro with a 14-point lead, 31-17, will get the ball back here with 1:54 to go here in the third quarter. Compton will walk the ball down the floor. At the high post, she has Aubrey Evans. Evans gets the ball. She'll turn over on the wing. She'll dish it off to Allie Schnarr. Now inside. Oh, nice inside-outside pass. Shot will not go. But Alex Fraley had a nice shot, a nice attempt there that just would not roll. Now it's back the other way as Elise Walsh has the dribble, picks it up, gives it off to Emma Walsh. Emma has the ball at the free throw line extended left side. ball goes off her leg, but Painter's able to save it. And as she tries to pass it out, it's going to be deflected by the Toppers. It'll be Purple Panther ball with 1:18 to go here in the third quarter. We'll have a timeout on the floor very quickly as it'll be Sophie Blankenship getting her shoe tied. That taken care of. Purple Panthers will inbound to Painter. Painter's going to drive baseline. Now she's going to pass it across the baseline, giving it off to Walsh. Now back up top to Elise Walsh for three. Bottom of the net. Elise Walsh picks up her second three of the day. She now has 6 points. Back the other way go the Toppers, leading 31-20. Shot is off the line, but the rebound comes up to Aubrey Evans, and she puts it back in for her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 33-20. And another steal, well, almost a steal. Bryce is able to recover it. She'll give the ball off to Walsh. Walsh going to give the ball off to Walsh. Now diving on the floor is Aubrey Evans. We have a foul call as everybody was in a scrum trying to go get the ball. And let's see what they have. They're going to call the foul on Litchfield. And it's going to go against Emma Dively. Emma said, I was just diving for the ball like everybody else. Painter's going to go out. Boston's going to come back in for the Purple Panthers with 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 33-20 is the Hillsboro lead. They have the ball. Compton brings it up, swings it over on the corner to Blankenship. Blankenship back up top. Now she gets it back. She'll go to the high post, dishes it off, shots up. No good by Aubrey Evans. Coming away with the rebound is the Purple Panthers. With 15 seconds to go, coming down against pressure, the ball goes into Bryce. Bryce goes back up top to Walsh. Walsh now over on the wing, gives it off to Dively. Dively tries to give it into Boston. It'll go back up top to Dively. She has the ball poked away. She regains control momentarily. Now she's on the floor, and the quarter will come to an end with Hillsboro leading 33-20. We'll be back with a fourth quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Levi Ubelt doing the duties back of the studio. I'm Gary Boker, perched up here on the upper level in the crow's nest, as you might say. Starting the fourth quarter, it'll be Hillsboro ball. They will go to Rupert in the corner, bring it back up top for a shot from Blankenship. It won't go. They'll fight for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. The arrow will favor Litchfield. Litchfield trailing by 13 as it's 33-20. Toppers with the lead. Purple Panthers with the ball. They'll get it in to Elise Walsh. Walsh is going to give the ball off to Dively. Dively's trying to go to the basket, and she's going to be impeded there by Megan White, who will pick up her second foul. Foul is on the floor, so there'll be no shots. It'll be Purple Panther ball out underneath the basket. Two of the Panthers are talking to the coach. Nobody's ready to take the ball out of bounds. Official Louie Lang says, hey, let's get it together here, gals. And so Lily Bryce takes the pass or inbounds. She'll pass it off, and it's going to be stolen by that is Schneer. Schneer's shot is no good. Boston comes up with the rebound. Back it comes to Dively. Dively ahead to Bryce. Her left-hand layup is no good. But a foul going to be called on Allie Schneer, and I believe that will be her third. And we'll send Bryce to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Lily with 2 points, those coming way back in the first quarter. Looking for some more here. She'll eye that first one. She'll try that first one. She'll buy that first one. Never touch metal. She'll get ready to shoot her second shot, but now there's going to be some substitutions as Carlock is going to come back into the game and Fraley will come back into the game for the Toppers. Blankenship's going to have a seat. Evans going to have a seat. Second free throw coming for Lily Bryce. She'll eye it again, try it again. Nope, off the iron it goes. It will not go, and this time it's Alex Fraley who comes up with the rebound. She'll dish it off to Carlock, who brings the ball down the floor. They'll set the offense up as the Ethan Warriors are next game. They are getting ready to go into the locker room. Rupert with a three-point shot comes up short. Coming away with the rebound, Elise Walsh. She's double-teamed going down the floor. Maintains possession. Ball is stolen. Nope. Kicked out of bounds. Nope. Didn't go out of bounds. It was saved, and the Toppers are able to come away with it. some good hustling defense there by all of the toppers at that end. And this time it's going to be Allie Schneer with the ball at the head of the key. Off to Rupert on the right side. 6:45 to go. 33-21 is the topper lead. To White. White thought about a shot from the elbow. Now she loses control of the dribble. But there to save the day for her is Allie Schneer. Schneer with the ball to the head of the key to Rupert over in the right corner. Oh, nice pass inside. She finds an open Alex Fraley, who spins to the basket for her first 2 points of the game. Fraley, a 5'9 junior, is on the scoreboard. It's 35-21 in favor of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Hillsboro and Athens will be our next game. Going to be a foul called on the play, and it'll send to the free throw line Emma Walsh. Walsh, who's 1-for-2 from the charity stripe there tonight, make it 2-for-3. She gets that one to drop. That foul was called on Kennedy Carlock. Walsh going to eye the second one. Going to try the second one. It rolls off and will not go. However, Bryce comes up with the rebound. And then as she tries to pass it out front, it's going to be stolen there by Carlock. Carlock on the other side dishes it off to Schneer. Her shot won't go, but Rupert with the rebound for three. It won't go. White has the rebound this time. She'll swing it up top to Carlock. Now to Rupert, who drives the left side. Going to be a foul called as she goes to the basket. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Rupert doing a good job of eyeing up for the three, and then if you come out on her, she'll take the ball to the basket. That foul is going to be called on Bryce. It'll be her second. Rupert eyes the first, tries the first, buys the first. So Rupert with her 26th point of the night. She has 26 of the 36 points for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers this morning. Rupert getting ready for the second one. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. And she'll buy it again. Nice form there. 27 points on the morning for Lane Rupert. Now the other way, Elise Walsh lost control of the ball. Now she'll pick it up. Her shot is going to be deflected out of bounds. They're going to say foul on the play. It will be called against Alex Fraley, who picks up her first. To the free throw line, Elise Walsh to shoot two. She'll eye the first, try the first. Nope, can't buy the first as it comes up short. She'll get another one. Second one's up. Second one's good. Elise Walsh completes second free throw, giving her 7 points on the game. Now Rupert gives it up top to Compton. Now over on the far side, three-point shot by Carlock. She gets bottom of the net. And that for Carlock is her 5th point of the game. Now comes up with a steal, does Sierra Compton, and Compton goes coast to coast. He gets an easy 2. 6 points on the morning for Sierra Compton. Now another steal, this time by Rupert, as she picks the pocket, goes to the hole, stops, lets the defense fly by, misses the shot, gets her own rebound. It won't go. Second attempt is up, and it's good by Kennedy Carlock. So Carlock has put together 5 points here in the quarter to give her 7 points for the game. Now another steal, and Rupert with the easy two for HHS. The defense resulted in 6 quick points for the Toppers without the ball even getting to the midcourt line. Now an errant pass goes out of bounds, and that defensive pressure once again causes a turnover. For Hillsboro, Blankenship coming into the ball game as Carlock is going out. Aubrey Evans coming in. She'll replace Megan White in the topper lineup as they lead 46-23 here with 44:31 to go in the fourth quarter. With the ball is Compton. Swings it over on the wing to Blankenship. Blankenship with the ball. Back up top, she'll go to Rupert. Rupert with a skip pass. She'll get the ball over to Evans. Evans up top, and then it'll swing over to the wing for three by Sophie Blankenship. This won't go. Oh, on the floor to get the rebound there was Alex Fraley. She kicks the ball out to Rupert. Rupert now with a three. Nope, she missed everything. Coming up with great defense or rebounding effort, Sophie Blankenship saved that from going out of bounds, kicked it back inside, and then the shot goes up and it is missed, but going to be a foul called on the play on Emma Walsh. That'll be her second. You're going to say the shot or the foul was occurred on the floor. Now Bryce will replace Painter in the topper or in the Purple Panther lineup. Ball comes in. Rupert has it in the corner. She'll go up top to Compton. Compton swings it over on the other side to Blankenship. Blankenship back up top to Compton for three. Will not go. Rupert fights for and gets the rebound. She wants to spin baseline. She's shut off. She'll still swing it back up top to Blankenship. Now they'll try to go inside to Fraley. Going to be a foul called. I believe this one's going to go against Boston. She was reaching in trying to keep. Yep. Foul on Boston will be her first. And it'll be out of bounds to the Toppers. 3-3-3 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 46-23, a 23-point lead for the Toppers. A game that was relatively close at halftime, 19-13. Rupert's shot comes up short from the far corner. She gets her own rebound. She'll back it out again. She'll try another three. This one comes up short as well. She fights for her own rebound. She knocks it away. But coming up with it is Schneer. So the Toppers maintain possession. They'll swing it around to the left side. Now back to Rupert on the right side. Up top, it'll now go to Schneer. Schneer to Rupert for three. Nope, short iron will not go. Coming away with the rebound is Bryce. Bryce is trying to go down the sideline. As he does, Schneer is going to get called for the reach-in foul, and I believe on Schneer that's going to be number four. Yes, indeed, it'll be her fourth foul. We're in the bonus, and so the Purple Panthers will go to the free throw line to see if they can pick up some points without the clock running. It'll be a 1-1 for Lily Bryce. She was 1-for-2 there just a minute ago. See what she can do there. Oop, this one comes up way short as Bryce a little disgusted with herself. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-23. Toppers with the lead. Toppers with the ball. Blankenship bringing it down. Swings it over on the wing to Schneer. Schneer back up top. Gives it off to Blankenship. Shot over on the far side and three-point land. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Toppers come away with it. Rupert going to pull in right into a triple team. She takes the shot up. Gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. And that's the way it's done. That foul is going to go against Emma Dively. It'll be Dively's second. Rupert again at the free throw line. She just made two there a moment ago. She'll eye this one, try this one, she'll buy this one. 30 points on the night, I should say on the morning, for Lane Rupert. And she's got another free throw coming. Hillsboro with just eight players, dressed for the game today. So they're trying to rotate, but everybody's going to get a lot of playing time when you only have eight. Rupert drives into a double team, kicks it out to White. Now she'll swing it over to Schneer for three. No good. Coming away with the rebound. Nope, it's going to be a travel call as coming away with the rebound was Emma Walsh. She got knocked to the floor, and they're going to call it a travel on her. So Lane Rupert is going to have a seat with 30 points on the game. And with those 30 points, she has surpassed Sammy Matush's record for a single game here in the shootout. Pass inside is deflected by the Purple Panthers. So the most points by an individual in a game. Now the record belongs to Lane Rupert with 30 points in the game today. Toppers will inbound. They'll get it into Schneer. Schneer tries to pass it inside. And there's going to be a jump ball called with 2:12 to go. The arrow will favor Hillsboro. Seems like everything has gone the Toppers' way today. Lane Rupert going over to the corner to get a drink of water. A well-deserved rest and a well-deserved drink of water for Lane Rupert with 30 points on the day. Head of the key. Go for three. Sophie Blankenship, bottom of the net. Sophie with her first points of the day. 5'8 sophomore has a tray. Purple Panthers going to try to go inside to Bryce. Bryce has the ball poked out of her hands and out of bounds. Megan White, the last to touch it. So Hillsboro has shown the propensity to make the three. Now Boston on a nice inbound pass is wide open for Laura, her eighth point of the game. Makes it 50-25 with 100 seconds to go. Hillsboro has the Purple Panthers doubled on the scoreboard. Up top it goes to Compton. Now Compton over on the wing, going to give it to Snare. Snare to White, who drives in the lane, loses the ball. However, coming up with it is Evans. Now over on the far side, three-point shot up, but no good by Blankenship. We're going to call a foul on the Toppers and give the ball to the Purple Panthers. That foul is going to go against 14, Aubrey Evans. That'll be her first. In the 1-1, Laura Boston will shoot the bonus here at the other end. 8 points on the day for Boston. She'll eye the first. She'll try the first. She can't buy the first as it rolls around and kicks out. Aubrey Evans, the 5'6 sophomore, with a nice rebound there. They'll take the ball down and give the ball off to Compton. Compton over on the wing, going to give it to Blankenship. Back to Compton. 1:10, letting the clock run. Now back to White. She'll go for three at the free throw line. And Megan White, with her first points of the game, picks up a good three there at the charity stripe. Hillsboro boys just walking into the gymnasium as the Athens boys are already here. They are the two teams who will be the combatants in the next game. Hillsboro and Athens at 12:30 is the scheduled time. We're going to be pretty much close to that. Back the other way, it's going to be Emma Walsh to the hole and to the free throw line as another foul going to be called on this one's going to go against Megan White. It'll be her third. Dozen fouls against the Toppers, but that's what you get with that aggressive defense. Free throw's up. First one is up. Rattles around. And finally goes down. So Emma Walsh gets her fifth point of the game. She'll get another one. She's been 1-for-2 twice. Let's see if she can break that. Nope. She's 1-for-2 again. Coming away with the rebound is Blankenship. She'll take the ball down on a dribble, dish it off to Snare. Snare will go back up top to Compton. Compton will swing it over on the wing to Evans. Evans back to Blankenship. Blankenship off on the wing to Evans. Inside to White. She'll swing outside and say, hey, let's set things up. I'd like to take a three, probably a little bit short of the three. Shot was a little bit short. Elise Walsh comes away with the rebound. She'll kick it over to Lily Bryce back up top. It goes to Walsh. Walsh over on the corner, going to give it off to Dively. Her shot will not go. White with the rebound. She just tries to swing pass easy. Bryce comes up with a steal. As they were wanting to just let the clock run out, Bryce was wanting to see if she could get one more basket perhaps. She gets a steal, and the Purple Panthers will inbound on the side. Inside it goes to Boston. Off the glass it goes. It will not go. They'll let the clock run out. And that will give us our final score, Hillsboro 52, Litchfield 26. Don't go away. We'll be back with a post-game show sponsored by Steak and Shake in Litchfield. Stop by after the game for a delicious steak burger. That's coming next on WSMI.